At this time of the service, this is where we always stop and we pause, and we usually let someone from the audience give thanks and the reason we come to praise. And I know there's several of you guys who have a senior that just graduated. So I'm going to go ahead and have the seniors come down that just graduated. And we're going to recognize them here at this point, because all you parents I know have a reason for Thanksgiving today. So as they're coming down, yeah, you guys can give them a hand. Wow, look at this group. Like, it hurts me I'm gonna get together. Maybe I won't. What an awesome group this is. I was thinking about, like, what could I say that it's not cliche and hadn't already been said in countless graduation speeches, but really, I was thinking of the story. I love the book of Daniel and the story of friends there, because this is a great group of friends that love each other well. That they were out in captivity. They were out of their homeland. They were stuck in a place where they really had two decisions. And I think we look at that way too. It's like either you conform to the world or you suffer the consequences. And I love the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when they were required to bow down to the statue, and they did it, right? And so they were gonna suffer the consequences willingly, but they ended up walking through the consequences unscathed because of who they were walking with, because Jesus was walking with them. And I love that this group, I can say, is walking with Jesus. So we don't have to worry about, man, they're gonna suffer. Because we look and we think, man, like I would not want to be a senior at this point of life, going out into the world that seems hostile to those who follow God. But I'm thankful for this group. So as thinking towards gifts and what I could give each one of you guys, I thought there's nothing better than the Word of God to put in your hands. We're going to do that. We'll start with Maddie down here. You got Maddie? Maddie is a newcomer to our group. She was here a year. She is just a joy to have around. She has a heart that longs to know what God has for her, and says she loves volleyball, and she looks to, you don't? You do? Okay. And she's even had the heart to say, man, I want to use that as a ministry. I want to see how God could use my love of volleyball, and I could spread the love I have for him in that. So, Maddie, we love you and we wish you well. We have Allie here, who is not a senior, but graduates. She is a senior. She should not be a senior, and she's graduating early. She is just, you guys know Allie. She is a hard-working, loving young woman at 17. You've accomplished more than I ever will. So I was giving her a hard time teasing her, like saying, well, man, I'm going to hate to lose you. And she finally, like, I was giving her a hard time, because I give everyone a hard time that I can. And she finally turned around and said, well, I'm going to hate to go. And I was like, wait. Stop right there. So she's going to hang around another year with us. We have Emmeline. I don't have anything to say about her. She has just been a ray of light since she came about three years ago. And she has such a heart for seeing people, her friends, come and know the Lord. So she's going to Moody. She's going to do wonderful things there. Emmeline, we love you. We wish you well there. Jordan, and let me make this clear too. When I say, like, we're going to miss you, like, you guys aren't out of the youth yet. You guys understand that, right? Like, that doesn't happen until August, then we kick you out. But so hang around. Jordan Smith, he is something else. He has really got a heart for his friends. He is bold. So I love the way that you pursue Christ. I love the way that you encourage your friends. You are a great friend to your friend group there. So Jordan, we love you and we wish you well. We have Ethan Gallagher. You can clap if you want. Ethan was awesome. 4 years ago on our summer mission trip, we were going to a COE outreach, and we were going to put a roof on a house. And their whole thing is they use physical needs to open the door for the gospel. And we were preparing to go on this trip, and we're sharing about like our testimonies. And Ethan said, I don't even know that I really believe there's a God. I said, oh, that'd be great. This is gonna be a fun trip. And God used that trip to change his life and his perspective and opened his eyes. And he gave his life to Christ on that trip. And it has been so cool to watch him grow over the years. And he has become one who just loves the word of God. And that's a great aspect. We love you, buddy. And from behind here, I think this is Nick. No, it's Tyler, I'm sorry. Man, sorry. It's tough from this side. So this is Tyler. Tyler Parrott. Tyler has such a devotion to anything he goes after it with a whole heart. He's been here a little less than a year. Nick, which we're gonna get to, started coming. And then this guy started coming like, wait, we've seen you before. And Tyler, your love for God and the way that you pursue anything you do with all you've got is just an awesome inspiration, awesome aspect. So, and then we have Leanna Weed. Leanna, you've been a like lifetime, like you don't know life without Eastwood, do you? Like you were born here, I think. And Leanna has such a love. She loves so well. She's here every Sunday morning serving in our children's ministry and just does it so joyfully. Always has a smile on her face. And Leanna, we're proud of you and we love you. And then we have Michaela. Hard in the back of your heads. Michaela's been here all your life too, haven't you? And she has such a heart that just wants to serve. She wants to give. We take her on mission trips just because we don't want to work as hard. She is such a hard worker. She goes on our mission trips, or when we go to our service projects, she will outwork everyone. So Michaela, we love the heart you have and the work ethic you have, and you're going to do so well. We have Bailey. Bailey. To be so little, she sure has a huge heart. She is, she just loves so well. The first time she came was our last summer during our lock-in. And she came, she was new, she knew no one. And I saw her reaching out, pulling people in, making her a part of a group that she wasn't even a part of the group yet, right? She has such a heart for others and sees people. And she's been intentional this entire year of just looking for underclassmen and looking for people that needed that extra touch and attention to bring in. So Bailey, we're sure gonna miss that aspect of your heart and the way that you've loved Christ here at the church. So thank you. Isaac. Isaac Hughes is the first of many that I'll be graduating out of the youth. And the many Hughes, the first two, we're getting rid of two for one. Well, we're getting rid of one. Isaac, I've known for forever. This is sad when I start seeing kids that I remember being born that are now graduating. I'm like, oh man, what does that make me? Isaac has such a strong work ethic. He is a loyal, compassionate friend. Always been a hard worker. I love the memories we have because I have some videos of you drinking way too much Kool-Aid and dancing on my coffee table, I think, during a party. So Isaac, I know you're gonna do well. We love you, buddy. We have Caleb Adams. Caleb is an interesting guy. I love how much of a deep thinker he is. He's very intentional about what he believes and why he believes it. Coming back from winter retreat 2 years ago, wasn't it? We talked the entire way back about something I don't know that we ever resolved, but I just love how intentional he is about knowing what he believes and having a reason behind it. So he's got a heart that loves God well and loves the word. So Caleb, we're proud of you and all that you're gonna do. And we have Doug. Doug is new to us this year from all the way from Chicago. And Doug came in, he was part of a Bible study we were running on Friday mornings at Grace. And Doug, through that, I just saw the heart he has for his friends. He would come in each week and we would do our Bible study. And at the end, he would say, hey, can we pray? Because I have some prayer requests. And he would often mention several of his friends that he would just, it was burdened over. And he realized, man, the greatest thing they need is spiritual encouragement, and we need to remember them by prayer. So you are faithful. You're a faithful friend. You're compassionate and you're loving. And I love those characteristics about you. So we love you, Doug. Then we have Asa. Asa, I used to tease him all the time before you were even in the youth. I'd say, hey, what's your name? You go, Asa. No, really, what is your name? And it gave you such a hard time. You remember that? Asa, he would do anything for anyone at any time. This probably the greatest thing. He just has a heart that just is willing. Whatever you ask, whatever you need, he's willing to say, yeah, I'll do that. He's a great friend. He and Emlyn are responsible for most of this group up here just by inviting. I mean, if you guys, I wasn't going to do this, but I'm going to do it anyways. If you guys are here or your family's here because of either Asa or Emlyn, would you just raise your hand? Yeah, that's pretty impressive. That shows the heart that these two have that see, man, I want my friends to be where I'm at, and I want them to know the Lord. So Asa, we sure love, I was gonna tell a story too about, he cooked a thank you dinner for our leaders this end of the year, and it was awesome. He is an awesome cook. He's going on to be a culinary chef, or mastery of cooking. So those vegetables I will not be growing, you would use those well. We have Luke Staub. Luke is my favorite of all these kids. No. Luke is awesome. Luke has such a drive and focus and loyalty to just do what is right. He loves God with all of his heart. I didn't even know you were the class chaplain until chapel the other day. Or to the graduation, but he has always, I heard this said of Laura one time, and I can say this of how many of you guys like love Laura? At one point in time, someone said of Laura, I've never heard her say a coarse word towards anyone. And that same thing's true of Luke. Even when he's got some pretty pesky friends that I would wanna say coarse things about them for him, he would not do that. Luke loves so well, and he's so humble. And Luke, we love you, buddy. And we have Michael. Michael's been a lifetimer here, too. I got his senior picture card the other day, and I thought it was somebody trying to sell me a house. It was awesome. That suit and smirk he had was perfect. But Michael is such an awesome guy. He has just a great work ethic. He's got a mindset. If you got 20 minutes, and you ask him after church here, hey, what are you going to do next year? He'll tell you. It's awesome. He's got it mapped out. He's got his plans set out before him, and he's willing to put up whatever work he needs to do it and accomplish it. And he's got a resolve, too, that he wants to do us right, and he wants to follow the Lord. So we're proud of you. And then we have the other one. We have Nick down here. Nick was the first, right? You were the first Eastwoodian of you two, yeah. Nick, you're an awesome guy, man. He is planning on pursuing, he wanted to go into ministry. He's got a heart, and he believes God's calling him to do that. He was one of those that came also that first lock-in, and I saw him, just like Bailey, reaching out, seeing people, who's on the outskirts that needs to be pulled in. He sees others, loves them well, is very intentional about seeking people out and making those conversations spiritual. So, Nick, we love you, and we're proud of you, buddy. So I'm going to pray for this group, and we're going to cut them loose. Father God, we love you. Lord, and we just praise you and we thank you, Lord. I somewhat jokingly say, I don't want to see them go, but God, I know that's going to be such a blessing wherever some of these students end up, Lord. I know some are going away and some are planning on staying here in town, but like, just in this new stage of life, these new schools, these new friendships, God, I know that you have great plans to use them, and I know you will. I know they're willing, and I know they're wanting to see what you have for them. So God, we pray over them. We pray that protection. We pray that resolve to continue to follow you, Lord, to continue to walk with you. God, not that they'll succeed on the worldly standard. God, we desire that for them, but more than that, God, we want to see them hold firm to their faith, to earn that prize that Paul was talking about, to know you and your glory. God, we just praise you and we love you. It's your precious name we pray. Amen. Let's give them a hand.